Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in the study of 1 John chapter 2, I taught that the strength of sin is the law. Listen closely as we continue at that spot today. So again, sin brought me death, but I was born that way. But I thank God for these passages that is also provided in the Bible. 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. What a great blessing that is. He'd have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. That includes you. That includes me. 2 Peter 3:9, and he is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come. Now thank God, Jesus Christ, who became sin for us, knowing that the wages of sin is death, yet he knew no sin, died for us, shedding his precious blood in his human body on the cross, paying our penalty, having the wrath of God poured out on his human spirit, and then 3 days later raising from the dead. He shed his blood because life is in the blood. Now, instead of trying to earn our way to heaven, we read the entire verse of Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. Final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. But the gift, the wages I've earned to go to hell, but the gift I did not earn, but it's a gift. The gift of God is eternal life, but I only get it one way, through Jesus Christ our Lord. You ever had them call and say, you've won something, but you've got to come down here to get it? Well, the Lord's provided eternal life, but you have to come through Jesus Christ to get it. The strength of sin was the law. How so? Because the law identified what sin is. In Romans chapter 7, verses 7 through 9, it says, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin, but for the law. I had not known lust, except the law said, thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all matter of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. Once the law came into being, it identified sin. Now we're also transgressors. The law is sin's strength to condemn us, everyone. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory over separation from God through Jesus Christ. Victory over sin. And what does he do for us in saving us? He sanctifies us. Hebrews 12 and verse 14 says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. He sanctifies us. You know, the world is going another way. Fundamental churches many times are only fundamental name. I like to call ourselves biblicists. Now, I've heard of Christian colleges and other preachers calling themselves biblicists, but then they reject the King James, they reject the Textus Receptus, they reject the Masoretic text. When you reject God's word, you're not a biblicist. And I don't apologize for saying that. And so these people, the standards are gone, the holiness is gone, and that's where error comes in, errors such as Calvinism and a host of other filthy doctrines that aren't right. So true love, as God would identify it, it is gone. People, family, organizations mock and deride and decry us. But 1 Corinthians 15:58, even though it seems like all the world stands against us, look, because of the stand up take, I know what it is to have people just tell bald-faced lies, make accusations that just simply aren't true. They're wrong. Come out of the woodwork making accusations, and they aren't true. If you listen to my series on marriage, divorce, and remarriage, there have been people say, pastor teaches it, that you ought to get a divorce. He counsels people. And that is a lie out of hell. But people say, why would they say that? It's because their old nature has taken control because they won't walk according to word. Sometimes it's because it flies in the face, even though it's scripture, it flies in the face of what they learned in a Christian college or some other place where they learned it. Maybe they read some psychologist's book. I don't know. I don't know why they'd lie, but you'd think that if a person knows he's lying, or he's only speculating, or she's only speculating, making accusations built on their own speculations, then my friend, that person's not right with God, but you'd think that they would know that they're only speculating. But perhaps they enjoy the attention that people give them when they gossip about, or sow discord, shall we say, as the Bible calls it, about preachers and other Christians, especially if they have morals and sound doctrine and believe the Bible. And so there's a lack of sound doctrine today. There's a lack of standards today. And it's been replaced by the philosophy and philosophers of this world. The religious philosophy and religious philosophers of this world. You know, isn't it interesting? Philosophies, philosopher. Those words only appear twice in the Bible, and both times it's in a bad connotation. And you got to decide whose side you're on. Whose side are you on? So we need to be steadfast. We need to be unmovable. And we need to always abound in the work of the Lord. Why? Because our labor is not in vain in the Lord. It lays up for our eternal home. And it is why He saved us. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 and 27, Jesus Christ is talking about the local church, about saved people. And it said that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. You see, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me from sin. The Word of God is a sanctifying cleansing that teaches me and teaches the local church, teaches us how to live a life that is holy, seeking to live a life without blemish. Thank God, this is what He did for anyone who has received Him. But when we choose to walk in sin, even as Christians, my friend, it's unfortunate. It's not just unfortunate, it's bad, it's evil. but we trample underfoot the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The new commandment in 1 John 2:7 is the old one from the beginning, which was to love one another. But it never, never, never compromises with worldliness or sin in order to get along. It doesn't blend in order to get along or to bring others in. Because in every case when we do, it is rebellion against God Almighty. And that's not rebellion against me. Do I agree with it? No. But you're not rebelling against me. You rebel against God. And that simply is not being thankful or giving thanks to Him, which is His will. Now, my friend, no one can be truly thankful to God until He is first your Savior. The Lord told us that if you come to Him in John 6:37, He would in no wise cast you out. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, that's actually Jesus speaking in that passage. And He says, "Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely." You see, He wants to rescue you from death and reconcile you to God because He loves you. That's why He died for you. My friend, do you know that if you die today, that heaven's your home? Are you sure? Have you just got a religion, or do you have true salvation? I read to you from Ephesians chapter 5 just a moment ago, and we read there in verses 26 and 27 how that He was trying to cleanse His church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. He wanted it to be holy. That's His heart's desire. So often we look at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 33, and we say, oh, there it is, the home. Wives, be in subjection to your own husbands as unto the Lord. And boy, we spend a long series on that, and it should be addressed. And then we'll get to verse 25, husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church. And I hope that you men understand that in loving your wife, even as Christ has loved the church, is above the standard even of your wife being subjected to you, because she's representing the church in this passage. You're representing Jesus Christ. And He goes on in this passage talking about the commitment of marriage. And you get to verse 32, He says, but I speak of Christ and the church. In other words, He's talking about salvation. When you receive Christ, you're making the same kind of commitment that a person makes when they get married. You say, oh, I don't believe that. Well, that's what God said. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.